Well, hello and welcome. You're listening to Side Hustle School. This is an episode in the segment known as Throwback Thursday, also known as Where Are They Now, where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them or heard from them in some fashion. Of course, we're at well over 2,300 episodes now on the podcast. So even if you've been listening for a long time, you probably can't remember everybody. I know I can't. Sometimes I forget about something or we get an update that's really exciting and interesting. For example, last week we heard from a location independent book editor who has a sideline as a tiny home consultant. Like its industry, this side hustle is growing. Now today in our latest feature, we're going to hear from Amber. Amber is a Bay Area startup employee. She's got a mobile pet grooming side hustle in Oakland, California. So let's hear a bit more about that from Amber. She's going to give us an update. I'll be back at the end, of course, with a quick wrap up. Mobile pet grooming thrives in Oakland. That's today's episode.
Hi, my name is Amber Gladstone, here with the story of how I started my mobile pet grooming side hustle. I've always been an animal lover, and after years of grooming my own pets and occasionally, you know, helping out friends and family with theirs, I thought, why not turn this passion into a business? The idea was simple: a mobile grooming service that brought the salon experience right to the client's doorstep, making life easier for busy pet owners. To get started, I invested in a used van, which I transformed into a fully equipped grooming station, complete with a tub, table, and storage for all of my tools and supplies. I did do some research to determine the best pricing for my services, taking into account the cost of equipment, supplies, travel expenses. I wanted my rates to be competitive, yet still allow me to make a decent profit. I also made sure to get the necessary permits and insurance to operate a mobile grooming business in my area. With my mobile grooming van finally ready, I started spreading the word. I created a website, printed out some eye-catching business cards, and posted flyers at local dog parks and pet stores. Social media was my best friend, as it allowed me to showcase my grooming skills with before and after photos of my furry clients. At first, though, it was slow going. I still remember my very first client, a slightly anxious but adorable poodle named Daisy. She was a bit hesitant about the whole mobile grooming thing, but once she got a taste of the pampering lifestyle, she was hooked. Or at least her mom slash owner was. Soon the owner was raving about my services to fellow pet owners, and my client list began to grow. Over the years, I've learned some valuable lessons while running my mobile pet grooming side hustle. Be patient and gentle. Pets can be nervous about grooming, especially in a new environment. Always approach them with patience and kindness to help them feel at ease. Keep your tools and workspace clean. A clean, organized workspace not only looks professional, but also keeps your furry clients nice and healthy. Develop relationships with local pet businesses. Networking with pet stores, veterinarians, and dog trainers can really help you build a referral network that brings in new clients. Don't be afraid to ask for referrals and reviews. Happy clients are your best source of new business. Definitely encourage them to spread the word about your services and leave reviews on your website or social media pages. Today, my mobile pet grooming side hustle is thriving, and I've built a loyal clientele who love the convenience and personalized attention their pets receive. It's been an incredible journey, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to combine my passion for animals with a successful business. For anyone considering something like this, remember to be patient, adapt to each pet's needs, and prioritize cleanliness. Again, don't be shy about asking for referrals, because that's definitely the number one source of new clients. Good luck, and thanks to Chris and team for all you do.
Amber, thank you so much for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, if you are in the Bay Area, you know where to go, or at least you can go to Amber's business. We'll link it up on the show notes page. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. I guess I should say, if you're in the Bay Area and you need pet grooming services, I mean, you know, she's not there for everybody. She's serving a specific market. But if you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Thank you for tuning in today. New episode comes out tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.